Gossip, criticism. What would happen if you would just refrain from making critical comments to people? Are they really necessary? Do people really need us to tell them that they have weaknesses and problems in areas? Don't most of us already know the problems we have? We don't need somebody to come along and confirm it. The devil's already beating us up daily by himself. We don't need help from our loved ones. Being rude, judgmental, complaining. We're going to dedicate a whole message to complaining. Fault finding, telling secrets. Woo! Can you keep secrets? When people tell you things, can you be trusted? Can you be trusted not to tell things even if you're not told not to tell things? Do you have enough wisdom to just keep people's secrets and realize if they want to tell it, you can let them tell it themselves? It's very hard to find somebody today that you can share with and be assured that they're going to keep your confidence. But then we can also just put evil into this huge, big category of anything negative. God wants us to learn to talk about positive things and good things. Now, yes, there's problems in the world, and we're not going to ignore the problems, but we don't need to rehearse the problems. And that's what I felt like the way God wanted me to give it to you. Don't ignore your problems. The problems are there. We have problems, but we don't have to rehearse them. We don't have to just talk about them and 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 talk about them. If you're having a problem and you need somebody to pray for you, then they're not mind readers. Tell them what the problem is, but then follow it up by saying, and I believe God's going to work in my life. I would just really appreciate your prayers. And then you don't have to just talk about it and talk about it and talk about it and talk about it. The more you talk about your problems, the more unhappy you make yourself. Come on now, we're going to say that again. The more you talk about your problems, the more unhappy you make yourself. So one of the ways that you can instantly increase your joy is to stop talking about all your problems unless you have a real purpose or you really need to do it. Yes, there's times when we need to vent. We need to talk to somebody. We need to tell somebody that we're hurting. But we need to make sure that we're doing it for a right and a godly purpose and not just in a manner of just complaining and moaning and seeking self-pity, because none of that helps us and does us any good. Let me say it one more time. The more we talk about our problems, the more we decrease our joy. And just so the people at home don't think that I've forgotten that you're there watching TV, a special word for you. The more you talk about your problems. Hello. The more you talk about your problems, the more you are going to decrease your joy. You can instantly increase your joy by deciding, I am going to stop talking about everything that's wrong in my life. Amen. I'm feeling better already. How about you? And let me just throw this out there too. The less you talk about your problems, the less problems you're going to have. Uh-oh. Now there's the real bonus. The less you talk about your problems, the less problems you're going to have. And even if you do have them, you're not going to be all that aware of them. You're not going to be that conscious of them. You pray about them, you go on about your business, you enjoy your life while God works on your problems.